live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, government approves the use of vaccines for 12 to 15-year-olds and walk-in COVID vaccination centres are set to open from this weekend. A Donegal-based GP warns that one in five young people are developing long COVID after recovering from the virus. Pro Ampac is further expanding its portfolio in Gwyddor. We'll have a report. The Friends of Liver Hospital say they've been given guarantees by the HSE that the facility will reopen within a number of months, offering respite, step down and other services. And Gardaí appeal for information about a fire in Stranorder. Meanwhile, a fire in Letterkenny is condemned. Later in the bulletin, we'll have the sports news. PJ Lynch is going to be with us at around about 5:15. But we begin with confirmation that government has now approved the use of vaccines for 12 to 15-year-olds. Walk-in COVID vaccination centres are also set to open from this weekend. With the details, here's political correspondent Sean Defoe.
A significant move from the Cabinet this morning, accepting NIAC advice that vaccinations be offered to 12 to 15-year-olds. Parents will have to give consent and likely accompany their children to the vaccine centres. Professor of Immunovirology at UCC, Liam Fanning, says he understands why some parents might be more nervous getting their children vaccinated than getting one themselves.
Oh, I think that's a very appropriate feeling when one is given anything to one's children. And the advice would be that if in doubt, consult their GPs and healthcare givers with respect to their own particular child.
Walk-in vaccination centres would also be opening this weekend in a bid to get more young people vaccinated before the return of schools. Cabinet was updated on those plans this morning too, with Health Minister Stephen Donnelly saying it's full steam ahead.
The conversations I'm having in the Department of Health are absolutely that education will open up as planned, that there's no question around that. Primary, secondary, tertiary, that will happen.
12 to 15-year-olds will be offered either Pfizer or Moderna, while the vaccine portal for those aged 16 and 17 is open now as well. Sean Defoe, Leinster House.
And in relation to schools, the Education Minister, Norma Foley, confirmed this afternoon that the intention is to fully reopen schools with the same infection control measures that have been previously put in place. She said schools will be offered additional resources to do so and will reopen in full at the start of the new school year in late August and early September. One in five young people are developing long COVID after recovering from the virus. That's according to a Donegal-based GP. It follows calls for young people not to try and catch the virus deliberately in order to get quicker access to a digital COVID cert. Public Health Midlands had put out such a warning after anecdotal evidence that that was happening in their region. Well, Dr. Dennis McCauley, who chairs the IMO's GP committee, says in Northern Ireland, some young people are being hospitalised after contracting COVID.
There is a situation where people have got COVID and they were seeing a younger cohort attending the hospitals all over Northern Ireland, particularly in Belfast. I think that these people are genuinely unwell. Some of them, unfortunately, could become very unwell. And I think that even those that aren't going to hospitals, one in five, will have long-term consequences, which will be very debilitating, such as chronic tiredness, chronic shortness of breath, things that you wouldn't, if you're thinking about it logically, you wouldn't even consider putting yourself at risk from.
Well, 1,473 people have tested positive for COVID-19 north of the border over the past 24 hours. There have also been three additional COVID-related deaths. 243 people now being treated for the virus in hospitals across Northern Ireland, 29 of those in intensive care. The number of people at weddings can increase from 50 to 100 from the 5th of August. Cabinet signed off on the move this morning after initially deciding not to proceed. Baptism ceremonies will also be allowed to take place in August. However, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin says the government will wait a number of weeks before deciding whether to ease any more restrictions. When nightclub owners are expressing frustration that there is still no reopening plan in place for their sector, representatives are calling for the introduction of measures to facilitate clubbing and nightlife. That would include setting up testing centres for those who want to attend venues. Sunil Sharp from the Give Us the Night campaign says they still don't know how or when nightclubs can reopen.
Oh, I don't know. It's been tougher. It was tougher before COVID as it was. It's just, we just don't see an end in sight. You know, there's no reopening plan. It's we're one of just two industries alongside casinos who aren't included in the government's roadmap. So it's frustrating, to say the least, definitely.
Well, calls are also being made within the fitness sector for clarification on when some of their businesses can fully reopen following the recent reopening of indoor hospitality and other areas of society. Gyms are allowed to reopen, but fitness centres that offer classes indoors still cannot do so. Claire McPhailon runs LK Fitness and Clubber Size LK.
Outdoor pods of 15 are permitted, which I am doing outdoor at the minute. Gyms, pools and leisure centres are open for individual training and swimming lessons are permitted. Then, and highlighted, other indoor sporting activities, including matches, group or team training and exercise slash dance classes are not permitted. So they actually do say exercise. They're not thinking jive and waltz and, you know, yeah, things that, but, you know, as I say, I go to a strength and conditioning class and it's very well run and everything is done right as well. But essentially, the instructor is still there instructing. Mm-hmm. So it's no different to me standing on my stage at more than probably 5 metres from my first person, you know, and I'm instructing their class. Mm-hmm. You know, it's very hard to understand where they're coming from. And I'm just not a rule breaker. That's the thing. There is loopholes. And this, you know, there seem to be different guidelines coming from different bodies. And I think that's why maybe not everyone's shouting, because maybe they have found a loophole that works for them. And that is absolutely fine if that works for them. But I have followed every guideline because I'm a hairdresser as well. So I was double whammied. And like that, could have been working the black market, absolutely. But no, it's just not in me to be a rule breaker. I wouldn't sleep at night.
And that was Claire McPhailon speaking to Greg Hughes there on today's 9 till noon show. Other news this evening, and ProAmpac is further expanding its portfolio in Gwydor. Udrys Ngadhadha has confirmed that the company has now acquired Euroflex Cho in an undisclosed deal. With more detail, here's Michaela Clark.
ProAmpac, a client company of Udrys Ngadhadha based in Gwydor Business Park, has acquired printing and packaging specialist Euroflex Cho, which currently employs 60 people in Gwydor. With the addition of Euroflex, ProAmpac has expanded its European operations to a total of 8 and a total of 45 globally. Today's announcement reflects a continuous growth of ProAmpac in Gwydor in recent months, including a significant contract announced with C&D Foods in May. The acquisition will bring the company's employment in the Donegal Gaeltacht to approximately 300 people, establishing Gwydor as a global centre of innovative and sustainable packaging manufacturing.
The Friends of Liverpool Hospital say they've been given guarantees by the HSE that the facility will reopen within a number of months, offering respite, step-down and other services. Concerns have been expressed this week after it emerged that the hospital was closing to allow for renovations in order to bring it up to the standards demanded by HICWA. John Quinn is chair of the Friends of Liverpool Hospital. He's been outlining what they've been told by the HSE.
They are in the process of spending between 400 and 500,000 on renovation in the hospital, to brand it up to a standard that HICWA requires, and will be operating on the same principle as Donegal Town Hospital. Respite, step down and short stay patients, but they won't be taking on any long term patients.
Have they given you a time frame?
They've given a time frame between 3 and 4 months, possibly 6 months, but that they did say a few things around that would be the pandemic and the Brexit, would you believe it or not, due to sourcing materials. They did say that the hospital will come back and it will be re-registered, but only as a short stay, step down and respite hospital like Donegal Town.
We know there is a long-term proposal for a new district hospital on a greenfield site. Is that something you're going to pursue in the long term to operate and be constructed and run alongside the existing Lifford Hospital?
We as a committee, we met there now in the pouring rain in the car park, would you believe it or not, keeping our distance. The ideal situation, Donal, would be a greenfield site and a new build, but we'll have to wait now. That hasn't gone off the agenda. We'll have to wait now and give the HSE time to do what they're proposing to do and see what happens then.
And that was John Quinn, the chair of the Friends of Liverpool Hospital, speaking to us earlier this afternoon. A new individual humpback whale has been spotted for the first time in Irish waters. It was spotted off Malin Head at 9:30 on Friday morning. The whale's been given the nickname Orion. It was spotted by the Marine Institute's RV Celtic Explorer as part of the annual Western European Shelf Pelagic Acoustic Survey that was taking place on Friday. They were around 60 kilometres northwest of Malin Head. To date, the Irish Whale and Dolphin Group has documented 112 individual humpback whales in Irish waters since 1999. Gardaí na Hairicín are appealing for information relating to a criminal damage incident that happened in the Milbrae area of Stranorr at a construction site. Gardaí say the incident happened last Wednesday between 6pm and midnight. A group of youths gained entry to the site and set a number of pallets on fire. They also discharged a fire extinguisher. Sergeant Charlene Anderson says this site is no stranger to incidents like these and urged young people to reconsider their actions.
This building site in particular has been no stranger to this type of incident in recent times, unfortunately. So just once again, we would urge parents to speak to their children about the dangers of fire and also about the dangers of entering building sites. And just the parents would know where their children are at all times. Mm. And
that young people understand the consequences of a conviction, you know, whilst what might seem like horseplay or I don't know what the motivation might be, but, you know, in terms of, if you end up in the newspaper or online or with a conviction, it can interfere with your education, your employment, your travel prospects. You know, they need to go into these situations with their eyes wide open to the consequences, not least the negative impact it has on communities.
Absolutely. And I suppose, look, we were all young at one stage. When you're young like that, you may not understand the gravity of the situation. But that's where parents come in. And I think they have obligations as well to inform their children the rights and the wrongs of things, particularly when incidents like this occur. And maybe when children are identified as being involved in them, that the parents would have a stern talk with them. We can only do so much from our side of it. And I suppose when incidents occur, we're looking at prosecutions, you're looking at juvenile diversion. But parents have a significant role to play. And I think in incidents like this, maybe a stern talking to as well could be of most benefit to some.
And that was Charlene Anderson there, Sergeant, speaking to Greg Hughes. Meanwhile, a councillor in Letterkenny is urging those responsible for setting a vacant property in the Fair Green area of the town on fire to cop themselves on. It's just the latest in a number of incidents around the vacant properties, with work carried out this week prior to the fire to clean up the area. Councillor Jerry McGonigal is urging the owners of vacant homes to secure them. He says residents are living in fear and that cannot continue.
Bye. 7:30 last night, three youths were seen running away from the houses and smoke come billowing out of the broken windows. This isn't the first time this has happened, but it flies in the face of what local residents have been trying to do for quite some time now, and that was to tidy up and clean the area. It was just a kick in the teeth to them and to the whole community.
It's vital too that the youths aren't in these houses, because obviously the structure is severely damaged at this stage.
Yeah, and that was the worry. And in fairness, there was one young lad who bravely put his head in round and shouted to make sure there was nobody in the houses. But it doesn't take away from the act of vandalism that took place and the fact that this has been a blight on that local community who have been doing such great work in that area. I'm in the process now of trying to identify the current owners of those houses. Letterkenny CDP actually just tidied up the area around the house yesterday for the residents, and I was strongly calling the young people responsible to have a look at themselves and to refrain from this type of activity.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Cash for Clubs at Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, the new loyalty scheme that rewards your club every time you shop at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 16 minutes past five. We say good evening to PJ Lynch.
Good evening, Donald. We'll start with soccer this evening, and Derry City boss Rory Higgins announced today that Bastian Airy has joined the club on loan from Bohemians until the end of the season. Airy comes to Derry following just a handful of appearances with the Dublin outfit this season. Following spells at Limerick and Waterford, Airy moved to Linfield, where he picked up a league winner's medal in 2020, and he then made the move to Bowes at the start of this season. Derry manager Rory Higgins says that the French-born midfielder is a player he's admired for a long time.
Someone who I've for a long time admired as a player. I think Bastian will be the first to admit that the last year and a half hasn't gone the way that he would have hoped, but when you've got that much talent and that much ability, then and he's not 34, 35 years of age, he's 29, very much in the prime years of your career as a midfield player, and hopefully this loan spell can be the start of him getting his career back on track.
Staying with soccer, and Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp says that Virgil van Dijk could feature in their pre-season friendly with Hertha Berlin on Thursday. The Dutch defender has been out of action for 9 months after suffering an anterior cruciate ligament injury in October's Merseyside derby against Everton. Klopp tells LFC TV, van Dijk is one of a number of players looking to test their fitness.
He looks ready, and yeah, then we'll see. But yeah, some of them are ready for 60 minutes. Will be hard for them, definitely. But it means then others play 30 minutes, stuff like this, or even maybe 20 minutes. We try. Preseason is about trying.
In Gaelic games, a date has been confirmed for the postponed 2020 Donegal Senior Football Final between Kilcare and Leave Connell. It will now be played on Saturday, August 14th, with an 8 p.m. throw-in. Staying with Gaelic games, and defending champions Dublin have made one change for their Leinster under 20 hurling final against Galway tonight. Kevin Lahiff has been brought in at centre forward, with Liam Dunn dropping to the bench, and that decider will get underway at Omar Park at 7:30. Holders Limerick go up against Cork at Semple Stadium in the semi-finals of the Munster Minor Hurling Championship. The other last four clash is Tipperary versus Waterford at Páirc Uí Rinn, and both games throw in at 7:30. Sligo's Mona McSharry finished in 8th place in the 100 metres breaststroke final at the Tokyo Olympics. There were plenty who stayed up late to watch the 20-year-old in action, and she clocked 1 minute 6.94 in seconds in what was the first Olympic final for an Irish swimmer in 25 years. American teenager Lydia Jacoby took gold, and McSharry, who is already setting her sights on the next Olympics in Paris, says she's gained valuable experience ahead of the 2024 finals.
It felt like a good race, and you know, anything sub 107 is a good race in my mind. So I'm happy with the race. Of course, it wasn't a PB, and you know, the slowest of the three rounds, but I think that comes as well from there was a sense of relief making it to the final, and I was kind of just excited to go out there and race, you know, and see what would happen. The worst that could happen is I come eighth at the Olympics, and that's what happened. And you know, honestly, that's not a bad result for my first event.
Staying with the Olympics, and Antrim's Aidan Walsh can secure at least a boxing bronze on Friday. He's through to the welterweight quarter finals after beating Albert Menge Aisi of Cameroon. And Kelly Harrington has learned of her first opponent in the women's lightweight division. The Dubliner will face Italy's Rebecca Nicoli in Friday's round of 16. The United States had to settle for silver in the women's team gymnastics after Simone Biles pulled out. The four-time gold medalist withdrew after the first apparatus, later citing her need to protect her mental health. The team representing the Russian Olympic Committee took gold, with Great Britain getting the bronze. Ireland's first ever Olympic swimming relay team finished 15th overall in the 4x200m freestyle, and lead swimmer Jack McMillan set a new Irish senior record for the 200m in the process. In horse racing, there's plenty of Donegal interest at the Galway races today, with Oisín Orr sitting in the saddle for four of the races on this evening's card, while Dylan Brown McMonagall will compete in three. The feature race today is the Colin Quim BMW Mile, where Brown McMonagall will sit aboard 14-1 shot Raise You, and Orr will compete on 33-1 shot Charterhouse. That one is off at 6:15, while the eighth race card commenced at 4:35. Both Donegal jockeys get their own action underway this evening in the 5:45 race at Galway Racecourse. And finally, in rugby, Razzy Erasmus insists he's not behind a mysterious Twitter account critiquing last weekend's first test with the Lions. The Springboks director of rugby has been accused of operating Jaco Johann's account. They've made three changes for this weekend's second test, with Jasper Weiss making a first start at number 8. Conor Murray, Chris Harris and Mako Vunipola are introduced to the Lions starting 15. Erasmus says he's merely a fan of the Jaco Johann account.
No, I'm actually not Jaco Johann, I'm Johann Erasmus. I actually follow Jaco Johann. He's a big supporter of us, and he's been feeding me some really good clips and for a while now, some really good things that I actually used in the past. So he's a very big supporter, a really funny guy.
And that's all your sport here on Highland Radio this evening. So for now, it's back to Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, PJ. Some news just in, and figures published by the HPSC this evening show that in the 2 weeks up to midnight on Sunday, there were 1,516 COVID-19 cases in Donegal. That's an incidence rate in the county of 952.3 cases per 100,000 people. That compares to a national rate of 332.9. Today's COVID figures expected to be published shortly by the Department of Health. Campaigners say more insurance companies are needed for proper competition in the Irish market. New statistics show claims to the Personal Injuries Assessment Board fell sharply last year. The Alliance for Insurance Reform says this should be causing premia for motor and business liability insurance to fall faster. The group's director is Peter Boland.
The incumbent insurers in Ireland are not serving us well. So it's absolutely critical that government act on their promise to get additional competition into the market. They have set up an office for insurance competition, which needs to get out into the global insurance markets, explain that we're no longer the dysfunctional market that we were.
Three Donegal social enterprises are to share in €400,000 in funding under Rethink Ireland's Social Enterprise Development Fund. Liquid Therapy, a surf therapy social enterprise in Bundoran, Awaken Hub and the No Barriers Foundation in Letterkenny have been selected. Minister of State Joe O'Brien says the organisations are doing vital work in their communities in terms of addressing key societal issues and providing important local employment. There were 556 residential buildings under construction in Donegal last month. According to the latest GOV residential buildings report, 570 new residential addresses in the county were added to GeoDirectory's nationwide database in the 12 months to June. The vacancy rate in Donegal was 10.1%. That's higher than the national average of 4.5%. The report also shows the average property price in the county was €149,747. Gardaí in Buncrana are asking for information regarding a burglary at a house under renovation in the Dundrain area of Burnfoot. The incident happened last week. Full details on our website, highlandradio.com. Meanwhile, Gardaí are seeking information about a number of incidents involving criminal damage that occurred across Donegal within the past week. With the details, here's Daniel Brennan.
Gardaí in Milford say they are investigating a criminal damage incident that happened at a restaurant in Dunfanaghy on Wednesday last. They say that the restaurant, which is on Main Street in Dunfanaghy, had its door damaged between 1am and 1:10am, and that CCTV footage shows a man throwing a glass at the door and subsequently damaging it. Anyone who may have seen the incident is being asked to come forward with information to Gardaí in Milford on 07491 53060. Also, Letterkenny Gardaí are appealing for information relating to a criminal damage incident that happened in the Millbrae area of Stranorlar at a construction site. Gardaí say the incident happened last Wednesday the 21st of July between 6pm and midnight, when a group of youths gained entry to the building site and set a number of pallets on fire, as well as discharging a fire extinguisher. Anyone with information about the incident in Stranorlar is being urged to contact Letterkenny Garda Station on 07491 67100.
Weather forecast, it'll stay generally cloudy with scattered outbreaks of rain. Tonight, the showery rain will clear, leaving for some dry and clear weather, but later on, further showers will spread from the west. Minimum overnight temperatures 10 to 13 degrees in moderate west or southwest winds. Tomorrow, scattered heavy showers will merge into longer spells of rain with some localised thunderstorms. Top temperatures tomorrow 15 to 18, blustery westerly winds. Main stories in brief. The government's approved the use of vaccines for 12 to 15-year-olds. Walk-in COVID vaccination centres, meanwhile, will open from this weekend. One in five young people are developing long COVID after recovering from the virus, according to Donegal GP Dennis McCauley. He's also warning some young people are being hospitalised with COVID north of the border. And the HSE tells the Friends of Lifford Hospital the hospital will close for some months but open later. Back with news headlines at 6. Good evening.
The obituary notices for Tuesday evening, July the 27th. The death has occurred of Patrick Mooney, Bailyborough, County Cavan, and formerly of Brackley, Ardra. His remains will repose at the family home at Brackley, Ardra from 8pm this evening. Funeral from there on Thursday at 11:30 a.m. going to the Church of the Holy Family, Ardra at 12 noon, followed by cremation at Lakeland's Crematorium, Cavan. His ashes will be buried in Ardra at a later date in the family plot. Due to HSE and government guidelines, the wake, funeral and cremation are private to family and close friends only, with a maximum of 50 people permitted. The death has taken place of Gerard Duddy, 152 Botanic Avenue, Dublin, and formerly of Hillcrest, Derry Road, Strabane. Funeral leaving his niece, Jo Friel's home, 46 Innisfree Gardens, Strabane, on Friday morning at 9:20 for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, at 10 o'clock, followed by interment in Sacred Heart Cemetery, Derry Road, Strabane. In accordance with current restrictions, the house and funeral will be private to family only, please. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The sudden death has taken place of Alan John Deveney, Dewish, Newton Cunningham. Funeral leaving his late residence on Thursday afternoon at 1:30 p.m. for service in All Saints Parish Church, Newton Cunningham at 2 o'clock, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Due to HSE and government guidelines, the wake, funeral and interment are private to family and close friends only, with a maximum of 50 people permitted. Family flowers only, donations if desired to Beaumont Hospital Urology Department or the Irish Cancer Society. The death has occurred of John Harley, Cairnmore Road, Dunlow. His remains will be reposing in McGlynn's funeral home this evening from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. and tomorrow from 4 p.m, with removal from there at 5:45 p.m, going to St. Cronus Church, Dunlow, for 6 p.m. to repose overnight. Funeral mass on Thursday morning at 11 o'clock with burial afterwards in the new graveyard, Annagry. Due to HSE and government guidelines, the wake, funeral and interment are private to family and close friends only, with a maximum of 50 people permitted. The death has taken place of Anton Shuss McBride, Trasnarossan, Downings. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there on Thursday morning, going to the Church of St. John the Baptist for a Requiem Mass at 11 a.m, followed by interment in Meva Cemetery. Due to HSE and government guidelines, the wake, funeral and interment are private to family and close friends only, with a maximum of 50 people permitted. Mass can be viewed live on the Meva Parish Facebook page. The death has occurred of Cathal James, 5 West Hill, Letterkenny. His remains will be reposing at the Letterkenny Funeral Home, Port Road, Letterkenny, for viewing from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. this evening. Funeral mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in St. Union's Cathedral, Letterkenny, with interment afterwards in the family plot in New Leck Cemetery. Due to HSE and government guidelines, the wake, funeral and interment are private to family and close friends only, with a maximum of 50 people permitted. The funeral mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv/letterkenny.